Nolte, hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett attends BLM protest outside Trump Tower. By John Nolte on July 27, 2020. Disgraced hate hoaxer Jussie Smollett attended a Black Lives Matter protest outside Trump Tower this weekend. Smollett was spotted wearing a face mask and raising his fist in solidarity with a protest that took place all day Saturday, reports the Daily Mail. The protest included a demand that President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence resign and a flag that read "Revolution Now." Smollett, who's 38, is now infamous for fabricating the most inept hate hoax in the history of inept hate hoaxes. In January of 2019, the fired Empire star claimed he'd been attacked by two Trump supporters, complete with red "Make America Great Again" hats, who assaulted him because he is gay and black and famous. For whatever reason, maybe because he's stupid, Smollett was under the assumption everyone would believe a couple of Trump supporters would be out after midnight in sub-freezing downtown Chicago hunting for someone gay and black and famous to assault. Smollett was eventually charged with filing a false police report, which the corrupt Cook County City Attorney, Kim Fox, eventually dismissed for reasons she could never adequately explain. Chicago is now suing Smollett for the $130,000 it spent investigating his hoax. Worse still, at least for Smollett, a special prosecutor reinstated the charges. He's currently under indictment for 6 counts pertaining to 4 false police reports. Smollett is fighting the suit and charges, and we can only hope his legal fees have already exceeded the $130,000 fine. He was also fired from Empire. Saturday's Black Lives Matter appearance is interesting due to the fact Smollett is using the recent explosion of violence committed by the left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter to squirm out of his legal troubles. In a June 6 filing, Smollett's attorneys said, "As we see millions across the country rise up to protest and expose police misconduct, the city, by its refusal to produce the requested documents, is choosing to actively resist a citizen's lawful efforts to reveal dishonesty directly relating to the charges against him." Throughout the department, including the police superintendent who oversaw and publicly commented on the investigation of Mr. Smollett's report of a vicious hate crime and assault. Although two brothers, whom Smollett was known to associate with, have admitted to being hired by Smollett to commit the fake hate crime against him, which included tying a noose around his neck, Smollett still claims the hate crime was real. He was indeed a victim. "I should add that the two brothers are black. This is what I find hilarious. Right now, to squirm out of his legal troubles, Smollett is falsely accusing two black men of committing an unprovoked and violent hate crime against him. Yep, the same guy who attended a Black Lives Matter protest this weekend is aggressively looking to frame two innocent black lives for a felony. The only black life that matters to Jussie Smollett is Jussie Smollett." This entire episode becomes more ludicrous and, dare I say, entertaining by the day. Never before have I watched a public figure continue to dig his own grave in this way, to bury himself in one disgrace after another, as though there is a light at the end of the tunnel that is not an oncoming train. Smollett had an out. There was a chance for him to apologize, to go into rehab, even if he doesn't need rehab, and beg forgiveness. Had he done that, he probably would have gotten off easy. Even with the public, that would have moved on. The notoriety would have followed him, but maybe not forever. A charming, self-effacing Tonight Show appearance has saved more than one celebrity career. We're Americans. We're eager to forgive. But this guy just refuses to let it go, refuses to take his medicine like a man, refuses to be anything but a crybaby, threatening to hold his breath until we all agree to believe his ludicrous story. And I'm loving every minute of it.